You have a lot of close family and close friends and all, do you know what I mean? So, and it's Christmas, like, the presents and all, you have to hug
should
someone.
Be allowed to hug your loved ones and all at Christmas.
And do you think you'll be able to get through with no hugs?
Definitely not, man.
So you love a hug? Why do you love a hug?
Me and my twins, all we do is hug.
So you're twins?
Yeah, so you need a hug, you do.
So you can hug your twin?
I can hug me twin, yeah, if he's in the same house as me, yeah. Can I hug me ma and me dad and stuff, like?
Are they in the same house
me
as you?
My dad's not.
The advisors don't hug your dad.
I'm going to hug me dad no matter what. What's his name? Micheál Martin. He can go and sit on it. I'm hugging who I want.
So Micheál Martin can go and sit on it?
Absolutely. I need to hug him.
People from my own family that wouldn't have any problem hugging them, but probably strangers, you might have to respect that, yeah. But own family, no.
And if the government advised you, if the expert said, let's leave hugging out this Christmas, how would
well,
that make you feel?
Well, who is the expert? You listen to one, you listen to the other, everyone is an expert, so doctors differ and patients die, and that's my opinion. Experts, I'm just not too sure.
I wouldn't adhere to the government guidelines because it seems if you're an RTE, the virus doesn't have any effect on you, do you know what I mean? So people need to open their businesses, start hugging each other and start living their lives instead of being afraid of dying.
So you're saying let's get on with it?
Yeah, get on with it, do you know what I mean? Your immune system is 99.9%. It works, like if you're taking all these vaccines, how's your normal immune system supposed to work? So start living your lives and stop listening to the bullshit that the mainstream media is giving out.
And why do you think the mainstream media are giving out bullshit?
Because it's to bring in the... Now I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
And are you?
No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a logical thinker and I've seen so much about it now. Do you know
so
what I
where
mean?
Do you get your information from? Do you find it on the internet? On checks?
Yeah, I'm on different platforms.
Will you be having a normal Christmas?
Yeah.
Will you just carry on as normal?
Yeah, 100%.
You're not worried?
Not a bit.
And are you going to put a mask on?
No.
Will you not be asked to leave the
no.
shop?
No. Discrimination if anybody asks me to leave if I've no mask on.
So you're just going to walk in?
Yeah.
Could you get through Christmas without hugging long lost relatives that have come home for Christmas?
Definitely not. I love a good hug. I've been very naughty and I've hugged my sisters from time to time.
You have been naughty.
I have been naughty. I'm on Santa's naughty list. But I think with really close family members, it's okay.
So you think if it's a close family member, but if they don't live with you, even if they're directly related, you could still pass it on?
Unless they're close family members, I'd hug them. If they weren't, then I wouldn't. Like I'm talking about a sister or brother.
And do you feel we've got to the stage where we're almost going to have to bring out a hug law that hugs are banished, hugs are banned?
No, I hope not. We all need hugs. It's just too much. But I don't think it's too bad to hug with the mask on.
So you think why not?
Why not?
And what are you doing this Christmas? Will you travel around the country? Will you see people? Will you have a quiet one if we go to level two?
We'll have a quiet one at home in Dublin and we may go down the country to visit in-laws, but it will be within the guidelines because we don't want to put them at risk, really.
And where do they live?
Cork.
So you'll drive to Cork, you'll see your in-laws and then you'll drive back again?
Yeah, but it probably won't be the whole family, it'll be just one or two people to keep within the guidelines. So, I mean, I fudge some guidelines, but not all of them.
There will just be perhaps six of you from two different households. Like I know a family, for example, they've got 13 kids in the family, then if you take the grandkids at a small family gathering, there could be 50 people at it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is going to be a different Christmas, but I think people will do their best to see whoever they can safely, really, I hope.
Could you get through Christmas without a hug?
Yes, please.
You're saying no hugs this Christmas.
Well, look, we have to do what we're asked. People, 2,000 people have died. A lot of people in the hospital, and the health service can't take it.
So let's do as we're asked. And you're going to do as you're asked?
Well, as best I can.
Level two this Christmas, being able to leave the county. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about perhaps just six people in your home from two different households, keeping it small? And would you choose which relatives make it to your home? Would you
well,
be
I think
ruthless?
We have to do our best and without offending people and taking cognizance of people who are elderly and people who live alone and all that kind of thing.
Oh, I need a hug.
You need a hug?
I need a hug, yeah. Especially from my family, because I haven't seen them. I've a son in England who's in the British Army, and I can't get to see him, and he's afraid to come back over until this is all gone. I'm a frontline worker, yeah. I will go to my daughter's for Christmas dinner if I'm free, but I don't think that will stop a hug. I don't think it will stop a hug.
So you will probably hug?
I will.
Are you worried about the spread, that this Christmas could be a massive super spreader event,
well,
just because of the way the virus is? And we've got to remember, COVID-19 doesn't get Christmas, doesn't understand Christmas, won't take a break because it's Christmas. We can't do a deal with it.
We can't do a deal with it, no, you're right. I might feel like I could do with a hug, but there's always this barrier. I do house-to-house calls.
And so far, you do house-to-house calls as a home care worker, and in your watch anyway, everyone's been okay?
They've been fine so far, they've been fine. I mean, their families still come to visit them, you know, so we're still on the front line. We could pick up anything from anybody, but it doesn't stop us doing our job.
I'd still give hugs, to be honest. If it's close family and friends, like, I'll still be giving them hugs.
They're still getting hugs from you?
I'd be still giving hugs. Like, I know my sister that lives in County Meath now, she takes it very serious, but I take serious myself, but I'd be still giving hugs.
Even though that your hug could spread it?
But it's no different from going to the shops and touching stuff out of the shops. The same thing, if you hug a person, once you wash yourself and keep yourself clean after it, there's no difference. Like, there's not necessary for clothes and ties to be all covered up like that. When you're touching bread and muffins, that's open up to people touching that every day in the grocery stores. There's no difference in you hugging another person.
You don't think so?
No, there's no difference. It's
so
no.
You're going to be hugging away?
Yeah, it's no different.
You're going to be like a hug monster.
Well, we're in the pub on the 2nd. We're going for dinners and drinks. So
you are, when the restaurants reopen, if they do reopen, we understand it might be a week after the 2nd. It might not be that soon, but when they do, you will.
Well, we're going Christmas shopping and then for dinner and drinks.
It's understandable before people's concerns and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we should have a right for our freedom. It should be up to us in one way as well to make that decision what we want to do. And I understand that the hospitals will get packed, like, and stuff like that, and it will come overbearing, but there's nothing more we can do now. I think it's gone on too long. I'm out of a job now since March.
Really? What were you working as?
I was working in the burger bar called Block Burger, and it's in East Point Business Park, but due to the fact that the business are all working from home, we don't get really
of course
business.
You wouldn't get the business.
So I'm on the pub plan. I'm on the pub plan since March. Yeah.
And you want to get back to work?
I want to get back to work.
And how have you found that time since last March? I mean, how have you lived on the €350
I started on the 350, now I'm on the 300, so it's really, really hard. It is really hard. Like, people think that it's easy, even if you're just living at home with your parents or anyway, it's really, really
what
hard.
What do you do with your day?
Literally suffering from anxiety all day.
Anxiety?
Waking up every day to the news like that, of all negativity every day. It's absolutely horrible, horrible feeling, not knowing what the next day is going to bring.
I know we're all going to be back in a lockdown in January, so we're just going to make the most of the shops and pubs while they're open.
I think it's necessary. That's what I think. And whatever they say, I'll do.
So you're just going to go along with the advice as much as you can?
As much as I can, yeah.
How are you feeling about, I suppose, this vacuum now until the government make an announcement? You run a coffee shop. The government are hinting that it perhaps won't be next week when you can reopen properly. Maybe the week after.
Well, that's not really great for us, Henry, at the end of the day. You know, we're obviously, we need a... to prepare for openings as well.
You need to have fresh food in stock.
We need to have fresh food in stock. We have staff that we need to rehire as well and bring back as well. So there's a lot of organisation needs to go into this as well in preparation. And to leave us hanging until possibly the day before or to give us a few days' notice certainly doesn't help us, even leading into if we are going to be open for the next 3 weeks. But it's very frustrating that they can't make these decisions early.
For you in the Red Cherry Cafe, it must be extremely frustrating because you can't plan.
No, we can't plan anything. So we don't know what's coming down the line. So we're completely in the dark here. So we're just waiting and waiting. It's just we're just left hanging, basically. And that's not great preparation, not great for the staff. They need to make their own arrangements as well, be it whether they're going to get employment or they're not going to get employment, or they're going to have money, or they're going to apply for the pandemic unemployment. Or, you know, this is, it's obviously, it's very frustrating at this stage.